Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hi, Tisha. Nashi. Hey, Nashi. Hey, Nikki. Yeah, so we bless God. Bless God. So let us get started. So 1 Samuel chapter 25, I'm going to be reading the third verse, and this is making decisions. It's amazing how, well, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, lift you up, give you the highest praise, Father. Lord, I thank you for your service, God. Lord, I thank you for how you use us for your glory, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, for serving, God. I thank you for your service that you give to us, Father God. Even, Father God, when we don't deserve it, Father, Lord, you are right there servicing us and loving us, God. Lord, teach us how to be servants. Teach us how to be, how to minister, Father God, effectively, Lord God. Teach us how to follow, Father God. Sometimes we just want to break off and lead before we even learn how to follow, God. Lord, we thank you, God, because, Lord, that builds up our skills, God. When we learn how to follow, when we learn how to listen, God, we thank you, God, and your most precious son, Jesus, and we do pray. Amen and amen. 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 Hi, Dr. Moore. I mentioned about miracles on 7th Street. So when you can, put in the information so they can go and vote. That's why I'm going to go to my Hope Victoria's page because I'll have it posted there as well. Amen. So I'll be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 25. Beginning with verse 3, and this is the story of Abigail. I love this story. I know each week I talk about how many stories I love. I love the whole Bible. How about that? So I'm going. And verse 3 reads, his name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband was surly and mean in his dealings. He was a Calebite. I love it because it says Abigail was intelligent and a beautiful woman. Amen. And verse 4 says, when David was in the wilderness, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So he sent 10 young men and said to them, go up to Nabal at Carmel and greet him in my name. Say to him, long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours. Verse 7, now I hear that it is sheep shearing time. When your shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them. And the whole time they were at Carmel, nothing of theirs was missing. He said, ask your own servants, and they will tell you. Therefore, be favorable towards my men. Since we come at a festive time, please give your servants and your son David whatever you can find for them. When David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name. Then they waited, and this was Nabal's response. Nabal answered David's servant, who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where? Well, King David said, verse 12, David's men turned around and went back. Can you imagine? And David told them, you know, that this is when King David was on the run from Saul. So they was out in the field. So it was sheep shearing time. And sheep shearing is when you cut the wool off of the sheep. But he told them, he said, look, he said, they were hungry. They was in the wilderness. He said, go to Nabal, because Nabal was a rich man. He said, go to him. He sent the servant, said, go to him. Tell him we have watched over his sheep out here. We didn't mistreat his servants, you know, and we put a watch over around his sheep and your servants. And go after whatever he has. He didn't say, give me this, give me that. No, he says, whatever you can give us, please be favorable, good health to your family, you know, prosperity, everything. Just give us something. Well, name. Just like I'm quite sure President Barack Obama, his barber didn't know that he would be the president one day. Amen? And guess what? He kept that same barber flying him back and forth to cut his hair. See, you never know who you sitting there entertaining or who you speaking with. So don't underestimate folk or don't look at them like they're nothing. Hallelujah. I know all of us have been in a place where people look at us like we ain't nothing and like we don't fit in or we too old to be with this group or we too young to be with this group or too middle-aged or we don't dress like them. You ain't got to dress or look like them to treat somebody with kindness because you never know when you're going to come and get up and run into that person again. How about if you never even see them again? Don't you know God see your deeds? He see what you do? You know, sometimes we get so hung up on what people see, but what about what God sees, how God look at you, how God treats you, how you want to be treated, amen? So he never knew that he was talking to the next king. Hallelujah. Child, let me tell you something. So verse 12, then David's men, I know David's men was like, I know our leader, and I know he's getting ready to be mad, and ain't no telling what he's getting ready to do. So and that's called making decisions, okay? So you gotta be careful about the decisions that we make. And that decision sometimes just don't affect you. It affects your whole community. It can affect your whole household, your whole job. Different things that you do affect different people, amen? In different ways. So don't think it's just all about you when you're making a decision. So verse 12 says, David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. was missing. They treated us good and nothing was missing. So these are the servants that ran back to tell Abigail, his wife, what her husband had did with his mean and surly self, what he did. So they ran back to Abigail. And it's amazing because back then in that culture, and I can't say back then, so sometimes people treat us like that right in today in our own household, that, women back then really couldn't make decisions. But let me tell you something, those servants wasn't crazy, okay? And on top of Nabal being messed up or crazy in his mind and so selfish and so mean, they still was protecting him. You ever see how we protect some folks that's just foolish and just crazy? They make all kind of bad decisions, and we still protect them, making sure they're okay. Well, those servants ran back not just to protect Nabal or Abigail, they protected him and the whole household. They ran back to Abigail. They said that Abigail was intelligent. and let me speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. Please pray. Please, she said, please pay no attention, my Lord, to that wicked man Nabal. He is just like his name. His name means fool, and folly goes with him. And as for me, your servant, I did not see the men, my Lord, sent. I didn't see them. And now, my Lord, as surely as the Lord your God lives, and as you live, since the Lord has kept you from bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hands, may your enemies and all who are intent to harming my Lord be like Nabal, and let this gift which your servant, amen, has brought to my Lord be given to the men who follow you. Hallelujah. This is my last scripture, verse 28. Please forgive your servant's presumption. The Lord your God will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my Lord, because you fight the Lord's battle, and no wrongdoing will be found in you as long as you live. Hallelujah, Jesus. So no wrongdoing will be found in you as long as you live. So as the story, and I know my time is up, almost up, but as the story keeps going, Nabal wound up dying. His heart failed. So mean, so sorely, not even trying to help somebody else out. But the key thing is that David felt useless. Some of us have made bad decisions in our life, which make us feel like, God, that one bad decision that I made, Father, forgive me for that, dear Lord. It seems like I'm still paying a price for that. But don't you know when you give it to God, God will turn everything around? Hallelujah. Abigail was able to make a great decision in the midst of her husband's decision being so mean and sorely. But she made that decision, I believe, after she prayed. And God gave her favor. She wound up marrying King David after her husband died, and David found out. He sent a message to her and said he would want to marry her. And you know, honey, she hopped up on that camel or that donkey, whatever was riding, and got and met and went with somebody who would love her. Let me tell you something. Your time is not over, and your time is not up. Amen. You're living, you're breathing. God is still blessing. So don't even take a look at your age for those who are out there who never had children, who was never married before. Don't you know when I look on social media, it's people getting married at 60, 70, 40, 50 years old. Now, back in years ago, you would never see that. You see that today? Because, hey, let me tell you something. These seasoned folks, they living their life. You hear me? And they like, as long as I got breath in my body. But those decisions that we make, sometimes we feel as though we can't make any decisions because people have us so bound. But you got to ask God to help you to come out of that place so you can make great decisions. So anybody who has mistreated you, who misused you, who tore you down and made you feel like you wasn't nothing, that one decision that you made years ago is still haunting you and tossing you in the middle of the night. Ask God to forgive you and give you a second chance to keep going. But see, that's another thing to keep us bound, to keep us in bondage to that, what God has done so many years ago. Amen? So you got to keep on moving. I love this story of Abigail because let me say, this woman was awesome and very intelligent. Do you hear me? She saved her husband and the whole household. Amen. She saved all the servants. Do you see how much stuff she was able to take to David without even missing something in her cabin or her cabinet? That's how we need to be today. Amen. Give something to somebody, but make great decisions. Make great decisions. And God has given you a second chance to redo that thing over again. So some folks out there who started their business, who started some work or a project God had them work on, and we're like, no, we're going to leave alone because I'm too embarrassed to come forth with it. I'm too embarrassed to try it again because it might fail. But guess what? It might and it may not, but you would never know if you don't take a chance and get back to it. Amen? Get back to it and do things differently. Ask God to reinvent you. He can reinvent you at 20. teenager, middle age, older person, God can reinvent you. So you just keep on moving and shaking and allow God to use you. And don't become enslaved to that thing that has you so bound over that one bad decision. But make decisions, y'all. Make good decisions, y'all. Abigail made a good decision. And her decision was to save her whole household because they was all getting ready to be going. Amen. And she thought fast. And she didn't care what folks said. She didn't care. She felt like she was stepping, she in somebody else's lane. She knew for this lane to be even still and maintained that she had to cross those barriers. She had to cross and go into another lane just to save her whole house. Amen. Mm-hmm. So God bless you all. I am so excited. Oh, my mom wanted to say who dialed in.
Carmen Harris.
Hi.
Cousin
Reverend
Camille.
Carmen. Hi, Cousin Camille.
Tristan Johnson.
Hi, Trish. Evangelist
Trish.
Oh, Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Lowly.
Hi, Lowly.
Ann Fletcher.
Hi, Reverend Juanita. How are you? How's D.D. Lane?
Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole DiBiase. Yes, amen. So God bless you all. Let us pray. So hyped up, y'all. Yeah. Just making decisions. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for just your word, God. I thank you for your word, dear Lord. Lord, I love you and I bless your holy name, God. Lord, I pray, Father God, on today, everyone that's on this call who have made a decision that they felt like that was not of you, Father God. Lord, I know that you give second chances, Father God, to turn those things around there, Lord. Lord, I know there is another opportunity that may approach us again. We're able to make even better decisions, Father God. Lord, I love you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is on this call, Father God, who's got to have to make a decision, and they have up until midnight to make it, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, you will step into the room, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even when they feel like their faith is wavering, Father God, do it right now for your glory, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we bless you, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. It's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray, and most of all we thank you for your son Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. We send thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Dorothea.
Yes.
Okay.
She was just closing out.